Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Suicide House by Charlie Donnelly. Narrated by Vivian Laney. Session 1. Journal Entry. The Tracks. I killed my brother with a penny. Simple, benign, and perfectly believable. It happened at the tracks, because, as life would teach me in the years to come, a speeding train was many things. Majestic, when it blurred past too quickly for the eyes to register anything but streaks of color. Powerful, when it rumbled underfoot like an impending earthquake. Deafening, when it roared along the rails like a thunderstorm dropped from the heavens. A speeding train was all these things, and more. A speeding train was deadly. The gravel leading up to the tracks was loosely packed, and our feet slipped as we climbed. It was evening, close to 6 o'clock, the usual time the train rolled through town. The bottoms of the clouds blushed with a dying crimson as the sun settled under the horizon. Dusk was the best time to visit the tracks. In broad daylight, the conductor might spot us and call the police to report two kids playing dangerously close to the tracks. Of course, I made sure that scenario had already happened. It was essential to my plan. Had I killed my brother the very first time I brought him here, my anonymity in this tragedy would have been paper thin. I needed ammunition for when the police came to question me. I needed to create an irrefutable history about our time at the tracks.